Today's daf is Sota, daf Tezvav, as we started yesterday, the second parak, and we are on Yud Dalet Amid Beis. Just one ha'ara from a day and a half ago when I was pointed out that I really didn't go into what I should have gone into, and I misrepresented. Just one line, the Gemara in Yud Gimel Amid Beis, the end of the previous parak, and then we'll get back to where we're up to. When we spoke about Potiphar and Potiphera, that first he was Potiphar and then Potiphera, so I said Lashon Nekeva, it's really not Lashon Nekeva. It's Peres from the Lashon of Pra'o, of uncovered what he was. And there's a big discussion in the Marsha and other Mefarshim whether Potiphar was already a Saris beforehand and now it was just made more Megula, or actually right now he became a Saris. But it's a discussion there. You have to figure out how this plays out with Rashi. Rashi quotes it on Chumash that he was Nistaris Me'elov because of what he wanted to do with Yosef. So what does that mean here? According to the Girsa, right? The Girsa in the parentheses here, Bagavriel Vasirso, Bagavriel Vapiro, what exactly, how many stages were there to the Siris of Potiphar? But just to make that ha'ara on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. But again, it's from the Lashon of Para. Okay, Viter, let's continue Yud Dalet Amud Beis. So we're quoting this Brisa, the Brisa that related to the Mishnah, which contrasts the Karban Mincha of an Isha Sota with the Karbanas Mincha in general. So the Mishnah already made a couple of distinctions between them. The Mishnah spoke about Klishares and Shemen and Lavona and Chitim and Seorim. Right, that was the Mishnah. And the Brisa expanded upon it, what we quoted on the top of Yud Dalet Amud Beis. And now we're being medayik in some of the Lashonos from that Brisa. And keep in mind what we discussed at the end of Shir very quickly yesterday, but it's a very important Yisod, which hopefully we'll come back to Be'ez Hashem at some point in the Masechta, the difference between the Hakdasha of a Karban Mincha and the Hakdasha of a Behema. Those are work with very different processes, which we're about to talk about more now. But the Achronim all discuss it, and the Ravid, the beginning of the Ravid in Maseches Tamid, he also discusses what the difference is. And the Ravid just says more on a practical level that by a Karban Mincha you have a lot of stages to perform before you actually get anywhere in the process of the Avoda. While a Behema, you don't have to do anything. You just shecht it. That's all there is to do it. So does that reflect something basic and different about each of those processes? So hopefully we'll come back to that at some point soon. Okay, let's pick up the two dots on Yudalv on the base. A couple of lines from the bottom. So we said that when you bring the general regular carbon mincha, then we're about to be comates from it. I move the lavona, the frankincense, which is a mitzvah to put on it, to one side, so that it doesn't come up in my kmitza. Ki hechi delo tikmos b'hadi mincha, because I don't want any of the lavona to come up in the amount that has to come from my kmitza under the three fingers. Kidetan, as the Mishnah says in Menachos, kamatz va'ala biyado tsror o gargir melach o kart lavona. If I do kmitza and there's something else in the kmitza under my fingers, either it's a pebble or a piece of salt or a little piece of lavona puzzle, it has to be pure flour. That's the halach of kmitza. So the lavona has to be put on it, but then moved away so that it doesn't come out in part of the kmitza. V'komis b'makom shiris rabba shmeina, and I do kmitza from the place where the oil is most prevalent. So much oil there. Minalan dechsiv misalta umishamna migirso umishamna. So you see, the oil plays a crucial role. I do not have to mix the oil and the flour all together. Right, that's the belila. Call a roy labila bilam ena makeves. Call sheni roy labila bilam makeves. But it has to be roy, and the oil has to be there. So I take the kmitza from where the oil is thick. V'nozolotol klisharis u'bekachem klisharis. And the Braisa says, I put it into a klisharis, and then I do kmitza, and then I put that kmitza, sounds like, in another klisharis. So the question is now, 1 minute. It was already in a klisharis. I put the entire karban mincha, as we spoke about yesterday, in a klisharis. And then I do kmitza from the klisharis, which is parallel. We saw Rashi earlier in the Masechta, which is parallel to the Shechita, and now I put it back into another klisharis. But ask the Gemara, Lamali, Ha Kidsha Chada Zimna. Once it was in the first klisharis, so why do you have to put it into another klisharis after the kmitz is done? So the Gemara says, Midi Dahave Adam. It's similar to what we do by an animal, by Dam. Dam, which is the part of the animal which we do the avoda with, right? We do the zrikos. Kabbalah Halacha and Zrika was with the Dam. So just like by Dam, Dam Afagav de Kadish Te Sakin Bitsavar Behema, Hadar Makdish Lebekli Shares, even though I already sanctify the blood with the cutting of the animal's neck itself, with the knife, that itself sanctified, the Dam once, and yet I have to do another sanctification, so to speak, by catching it in the Klishares. So there's two Kalim involved. Hachanami Loshna. So here too, it doesn't make a difference, meaning I have to have a second level of sanctification. That's the line of the Gemara. This line is somewhat controversial, because do you really need a knife to be a kli shareis when you do shechita? We know shechita k'sheira bizar. Shechita can be done by a non-kohen. We already know that that's a different type of avoda. So what is the Gemara here clearly seems to say that the sakin is makadesh. So what does that mean? If you look in the Mishnah in Ezel Makoman, which we say every morning, what do we say? In the first Mishnah, Ezel Makoman just vachim. What do you do? Shechitasan batzafon, parfasas yevim kippur, tzatam batzafon, v'kibul daman b'kli shareis batzafon. What does the Mishnah say? The Kabbalah's hadam is done with a kli shareis. That is clearly meant for me to be medayek, it seems. So I can't say clearly if it seems, right? It seems like the mashmos should be that Kabbalah needs a kli shareis, mashma that the knife, the shechita, does not need a kli shareis. Can I use my kitchen knife to shecht with? That's the shaila. Can I use my kitchen knife? Do I have to use dafka kli shareis of the Beis HaMikdash? Fine, I have to do it in the Azara, possibly. But do I, so the Mishnah does not mention kli shareis. The Tosefta also, the beginning of Menachos, does not mention Tosefta says, "Chomer b'shchita she'in b'kemitza, u'b'kemitza she'in b'shchita. Sha'shchita kavua lo tzafon v'kavua lo makom b'tzavar v'noheges b'chala krevim. Chomer b'kemitza sha'kemitza ton v'klisharis. Ma'shege b'shchita." The Mishnah in Ezel Makoman, the fifth parak in Zvachin, the Tosefta beginning of Menachah sounds like you don't need a klisharis. General shchita doesn't need. Remember, this is a major topic. We know Shechita is Ksheir Bazar. Shechita is the only of the Avodos that has a parallel in Chulin. We don't have Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika in Chulin, but we have Shechita in Chulin. We know by Chulin you don't need a Kli Shareis, you can check with any kind of blade. Right? It's the Gemara at the beginning of Masechas Chulin. I feel a bit Chromis Shokana. So, how is it that our Gemara here seems to say that you need a Kli Shareis for Shechita? That is a problem that the Rishonim deal with. This is the Gemara in Shas, which sounds like you need a kli shareis for shechita. So what is, how do you put up, got to read one Gemara in line of the other Gemara. So there are many different shechitas. I think five shechitas in the Rishonim, exactly how to put all these Gemaras together. Tosfos there in the beginning of Ezel Makoman, on Daf Mem Zayin in Zvachim, Tosfos quotes an opinion that says, really, you need a kli shareis. Even b'diavad, our Gemara is the main Gemara. Gemara in Sota, Yudale, that is the main Gemara in Shas. You need a kli shareis for Shechita. Aye, what about the Mishnah of Ezel Makoman? Oh, left it out. What about the Tosefta? You gotta reread it, which is difficult. Rabbeinu Ephraim there in Tosfos, in Ezel Makoman, goes one step further. You don't even need a kli at all. You don't need any type of kli for Shechita, just like you don't need a kli for Shechita's Chulin, you don't need a kli for Shechita's Kachim. That's the Shechita of Rabbeinu Ephraim. And he's been daikin from Ezel Makoman. Rabbeinu Ephraim, I am a daktik mikan. The fact that it says, Kabbalas Hadam b'kli shareis, delo be'inan sakin b'shechita, midelokhtani shechitasin b'kli shareis b'tzafo. You don't even need a kli, let alone a kli shareis. The Shaila is, how does he read our Gemara? Our Gemara sounds like you need the knife is a kli shareis. So the Dvir HaKodesh, one of the achronim on Zvachim that we like to quote when we speak about Zvachim issues, the Dvir HaKodesh quotes, maybe our Gemara is not saying that the chefza of the sakin is a kli shareis, but that the maisa shchita is makadesh. It would be less of a parallel to the double kli shareis by mincha, but maybe that's what the Gemara here means. V'nira says the Dvir HaKodesh there in Zvachim Mem Zayin, Ubetosa, what do you do with the Gemara in Sota? Venira disfirli lana rishonim. Da'af te ain't sora kli shareis l'shchita, ika kiddush dam al yedei hashchita. Te etzem avodas hashchita mekadeshes adam. Amazing suggestion. Te kiva da shchita hi achas bidalan avodos, di ika bakarban, since the shchita is one of the four avodos, hari etzem avodas hashchita, da ve avodam adam, mahani l'kadeshes adam. It's the shchita itself. You don't need a kli shareis. That is the suggestion to explain the Rishonim that you don't even need a kli, let alone a kli shareis. And the other Rishonim try to put him together, other Gemaras together some other way. The Rambam. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, You need a kli sharis lachatchila. So that's our Gemara. You need a kli sharis lachatchila, not b'di'eved. Kol hazvachem yishokton osa lachatchila el al besakin mi kli sharis v'yimshachan v'chol davar sheshokton bo'achulin afilu b'krom ha'shokanak sheirim. That's an amazing. Our Gemara is lachatchila. The other Gemara is b'di'eved. That's the other diak. One final sheet of the Ritva. The Ritva, we had a Daf Yin shir about this a couple of years ago. The Ritva in Chulin, a Daf Gimel, says maybe it's Mekadish it b'miksas. The Ritva is trying to create a new category. Hal mechuvar b'yoser, desakin demukudashin klishares, hu lekadish adam ksas. Umiyu lefishe in shchita makeves, hetish sharik shir b'zor, b'zulim eino gomeres kdushas dam legamri ad kabalaso. Ulafichach ein asakin chashav klisharis li pasal biyotze. It's a quasi klisharis. It's not full, because if it would be a klisharis, a Yisrael wouldn't be able to do it. Right? So he connects those issues, like some Rishonim do, about shchita ksheir bizarre and whether sakin is a klisharis. But it's crucial, because this Gemara, this is the Gemara in Shas, which points to the fact that a sakin is a klisharis, and how the Rishonim deal with that is what we just discussed. There's a lot more to discuss regarding Shechita Kshir Bazar, but let's continue now, and we'll see if there's time at it later on. Says the Gemara, Umalakit is Lavonasa, second to last line. So we gather the Lavona v'nosnal gabav, and we put it on top of the flour. Tichsiv es kol ha-Lavona asher ala mincha. We put the Lavona on the Mincha. And then, by the way, this is, we get into some Kachim issues in Sota right now. Sota has a number of Dafrim related to Kachim issues. And as we always point out, we got to jump right in. We can't be scared of Kachim and Taharis, these past two Masechtas. Nazir also had a lot of related Kachim issues. But we have to try to learn Kala Torah Kula and be a Baki, Bakal Chadri HaTorah. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. And therefore, we have to devote ourselves to every line, no matter what the topic is. Right? The Chavos Chaim says, "Bedafka with the Shulchan Aruch Baruch Hu, we want Mashiach." Part of Tzipisi LeYeshua is learning the halachas that Beit Hashem will be Nohe. Uma Aleyu. So let's continue. Uma Aleyu Maktira B'Klisharis. The Brisa says, then you bring up the Klisharis with the Lavona and the flour in it, and you're Maktir it in a Klisharis. Says the Gemara, really? B'Klisharis Maktir Le. You put the entire kli into the fire, or you put the fire into the kli. You're makdir b'kli sharis. So no, ela ema ma'alehu b'kli sharis lehaktiro. No, it means to bring it up in the kli sharis to be makdir it. Umalcha v'doso agabi ha'ishim, and then you salt it like every carbon needs salt. And that's one of the reasons we know Tosis quotes why we have salt on our Shabbos table, because our Shabbos table, or our table in general, not only Shabbos table, because our table is like the Shulchan, and the Shulchan always has salt on it. As the pasuk says, and then what happens? Karva komets shiareha ne'echolin, and then once the komets is offered, so then the leftovers of the shirayim are eaten. Right? So this is the process. This is the first time that we're talking about this Mishnah and the Brisa about the Karban Mincha of a Sota. Remember, we started talking about the Avodah of a Sota back on Dav Zayin. Right? That's where the process started. We got a little sidetracked because we spoke about how the process is Mida Kenegan Mida, and now we're talking about the Karban Mincha. There is a very much discussed question by the Achronim on the whole process of the mincha of a sota. Who made this famous? At least in our world, Rabbi Yosef Engel. Why did he make it famous? Because he gave 80 answers to this question. That's his sefer called Gvuras Shmonim. He asked a question with 80 answers, which itself is already a sichas musar right there. The fact that somebody spent so much time to figure out 80, just give me one answer. I trust you. It's a good answer. No, 80 answers he gives. What's the kasha? What's the kasha? The Gemara in Zvachim Daf Mem Zayin. It's the last Gemara right before Ezeo Makoman. Ezeo Makoman is the fifth parak in Zvachim. Right beforehand, on the top of Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, is the Shita of Rablazer Rabbi Yossi. Rablazer Rabbi Yossi says that not only could a Kohen create pigo, which is an inappropriate thought in the process of a carbon, which ruins the carbon. I shech the animal, and I think that I'm going to eat the animal's meat after the proper time. Or I'm going to be zorik the dam after the proper time. That's pigel. And the halacha is the carbon is pasul, called pigel, and if I eat that carbon, I'm chayef karis. That's pigel. Rabbi Yossi holds that even the owner could ruin it and create pigel. By limafaglin. Even the owner can be mafagal the carbon. So ask the Velt, ask the Olam, ask Rabbi Yosef Engel, in Gvur Shmonim. So if that's true, so how could the Mesota ever work? right? The woman, during the process of bringing her mincha, so we should say that she's mefaga the carbon, and she ruins the carbon. The water's never going to work, because the carbon is pasul. Unless you hold like the shittas. One answer is like, we had the day yesterday. You hold like the shittas that the mayim marim worked, and they were mashke her before you brought the carbon. That's one of the 80. Right, one of the 80 answers they're given. But their other answer, that's the kasha. How is it that you could ever have the process of the carbon sota, the mincha that we're talking about, if by limifaglim? So there are many answers given. Okay, we'll just do the first and last. There's many others, but let's just mention the first and last. Maybe the Rabbi Yossi only says that by kachshei kalim, because that's when the bailim might be considered owners. But kachshei kachim, a mincha is a kachshei kachim. So then maybe you don't say that. Bailim are not, she is not the bailim in this case. The Kohen is the bailim, or maybe there is no bailim. But the most you're going to get is the Kohenim is the bailim. So that's why. Lefizeh ha-bailim, she ain't a makrivim, vein a mosa, maisa, shaperin lehem b'fagel klal, kivin davli shel gavoa. So therefore, she wouldn't be able to do it. Number one. Number two, while we're here, the answer number two is maybe the bailim can only be mefagel bishchita, because shchita ksheira bizar, and the chova shchita b'chol karbon is ala bailim, and therefore shulam kamoso, she's like the bailim. So that's why lefize minachos, which doesn't have shchita, you can't do any part of the process of mincha with azar. So maybe the shchita for Rabbi Yossi is only by shchitas behema, because that's the only part of the avoda that's shayach to a zar. Okay, there are many others. Answer number 80, which you would have, I don't know if he thought of this one the last, but some are not, because this is one of the more obvious answers, because we discussed it a little bit yesterday. Third answer, the last answer is, maybe she's not the bailim, her husband's the bailim. As we saw yesterday, he's the one. What parak are we in? Haya maybe. He's the one that brings the mincha. For the various reasons we discussed, the Ramban, the Chizkuni on yesterday's daf. So he's the bailim. So she's not the bailim. So that's why, also, why it would not be a problem. Right? What's the purpose of this carbon? He quotes, levarer, if she's innocent or guilty. She knows if she's innocent or guilty. She doesn't need this carbon. It's the bailim that needs the carbon. So it's his carbon. Levarer, what exactly happened? Vagamkin are pu'ula raka v'rabal, habilti yodea, v'asr ba'ata rak mi safek. The mincha is not for her, it's for him. Right? So we did 3 out of 80. Okay? Maybe other times in Sota, if the dafim are somewhat slower, so then we'll do more of those answers. Because that's a question you could ask basically on every daf in Maseches Sota. Another question just to throw out, but we'll see if we find material on it. Does she make a bracha on the Mei Sota? Shehakol? Chaim Kadievsky asked that kasha. Right? Does she make a bracha? Not so much discussed. We got to keep searching. It's probably discussed somewhere, but that was the interesting question. Right, she's not drinking it because she's thirsty. So do you say that she doesn't make a bracha, but she is getting hana because it's clearing up, and maybe she's going to be able to have a child if she's innocent. So maybe she is getting hana, but it's not hana as a hachech, it's hana as a child. Fascinating. Fascinating question. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So we put salt on it, and when the kometz is nikrav, the shirayim are eaten. Like every carbon mincha. Whenever the kometz is hukrav, then the rest of it can be eaten by the kohanim. With one exception. There's one exception, that a karban mincha that is not eaten, it's shirayim and that, if you remember, it's a pasuk in chumash, rather the mincha of a kohen. Mincha of a kohen is totally burned on the mizbeach. Machlokas tanoim in menachas, whether you do kmitza at all. If you're going to burn it at all anyway, maybe you don't even have to do kmitza, or is that part of the process that you have to do? That's a minchas kohen. Minalon, but how do we know here that the shirayim are eaten? Tchsiv v'hikter hakohen as askarasa v'gomer v'ksiv hanoseres ben mincha l'aron levanav. Right, you're makdir it, and then the Aaron and the zichrekuna eat the rest. Karva kometz. Once the kometz is hukrav, what does that mean? Lamar kede islay, lamar kede islay. Whatever the opinion means that it was. That it was hukrav. De itmar, because we have this following machlokas. Hakomis meimasai matur shirayim bachila. At one point do we say that shirayim are mutter to eat? Rabbi Chanina amar, micha tishlo bar ha'or. When the fire somewhat starts burning it, when it gets singed, Rabbi Yochanan amar, micha titzas ha'or barubo. No, when most of it, when most of it gets burned, so that is a machlokes, how much of it has to be burned in order to be matir the shirayim ba'achila. That is a machlokes. Interesting discussion. What exactly is this machlokes based on? If you look in the Yerushalmi has a suffix when Rabbi Yochanan Ha'ol, when the second opinion that it has to be full. Based on the Gemara Menachos quotes Psukim as a basis for these opinions on Daf Chavav, but the Yerushalmi wonders when he says Tizar Barubo. Does that mean the rove of the Kometz or the totally or the rove of Kol Predo Predo, the rove of every chunk of flour, right? So there must be some lumdus there. You got to think about exactly what the is there a maisa sreifa that has to be done? Does it have to be nisraf? Is that the machlokas here? So that's a question, but that is the machlokas amoraim right here. The eating of a karban mincha that we're talking about here is a separate mitzvah zaseh. There's a separate mitzvah zaseh for the kohanim to eat the karbanos and for the kohanim to eat the karban mincha. That itself, even within the first mitzvah of the kohanim eating, there is a discussion which karbanos are included. So mincha for sure is included. That's in our Gemara. What about kashi kalim? Is there a mitzvah for a kohen to eat shlamim? Or is it only chatas? Or is there no difference between them? Is there a mitzvah for the bailim to eat the shlamim, the part that's theirs? So Rashi and Psachim says yes, but the Rambam never quotes that. The Rambam never quotes it. The Rambam in Mishnah Torah and in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The last time we did this, I quoted from Mishnah Torah. Maisa Karbanos Perek Yud. So today I'll quote it from the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Mitzvah Peites. The Rambam says, Shetziva Kohanim Lechol Basar Kachim Klomar Chatas V'Ha'asham. Shem Kachay Kachim. The Rambam says clearly, the mitzvahs asay, the ultimate mitzvah is Kohanim. Why? Why only Chatas and Asham? Because that's what brings Kapara. That's the Gemara. V'achlo Asam Asher Kupar Bohem. And the Gemara says, Bailim Kohanim Ochlim, Bailim is Kaprim. So when there's kapara element, so that is for sure part of the mitzvah. Umitzray mitzvah zu shezoso achilos shi mitzvah. Amnam tiyel liyom v'layla achatzos, v'yachar kach te'asar achilos chadas hayo asham. If it's too late, then he can't eat it anymore. And it's a mitzvah miyuchadas v'zichrei kahuna, v'enashim, women don't do it. But then the Rambam adds, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and in Mishnah Torah, amnam shar kodshim, klomar kodshim kalim, they are eaten, l'shnei yamim v'layla echad, v'achilasam gamkein nigreres achar ha-mitzvah. Their achil is also pulled after the mitzvah. The Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss points out this Rambam, that this is a new category the Rambam is coming up with. A category of included in the mitzvah, but not an ikker part of the mitzvah. Not a lechadchila, but a main part that a nigrar, a tafel. A tafel, part of a mitzvah zaseh, it's daraisa. It's not the Rabbanan. But the Rambam creates a new category. Nigrar. This isn't a lechadchila b'di'eved. Lechadchila do chalitza in this way, and b'di'eved, if you didn't, you still yotze the mitzvah if, you know, you did it the other way. This is not that. This is a new category called nigrar. A mitzvah that is nigrar, that is secondary to the main part. Eating kachay kachim is the ikar mitzvah. Eating kachay kalim is nigrar. Aval, ein achilas kachim kalim et truma kamo achilas basar chadas v'asham. He says it beferish. Eating kachay kalim or truma is not the same. Sha'achilas habasar hazem en achadas v'asham ba tushlam kaparas ha'miskaper. That's going to bring kapara, as we said. Unlike, ma'shalo ba kachim kalim v'lo b'truma. Leficha chi nigreres b'mitzvah v'ha'ochel osa ose mitzvah. The Rambam's like trying to come up with a new category here in a few lines. Fascinating. But that is the eating. But Karban Mincha, that's for sure a mitzvah. That's counted separately in the, because that is Kachay Kalim. We have focused in the past in terms of the lumdis of eating the Karbanos. And that's the Ha'ara of the Chassam Sofer. And that is it a mitzvah to, I think we mentioned this recently, past day or two, from the Rav Yashav quoted it. Is it a mitzvah to eat Karbanos or have Karbanos eaten? That also is a question, even within the Rambam, that there's a mitzvah of kachay kachim. Is it a mitzvah for me, each and every kohen, to try to get a kazayas of the karban, or just to make sure it is eaten? The action is the beginning of Taraf Bakalfi, the parak in Yuma that discusses this. The Gemara says in Yuma Lamed Tesamad Aleph, quoting the Braisa, that after Shimon HaTzadik died, there was no bracha in the Isa anymore. So therefore, in the Lechem Apanim, so some Kohanim did not eat from it. V'chol Kohen Shemagia Kizayis Yish Ochlo Soveh Yish Ochlo V'Moser, that was earlier, Mikan V'Elech, once Shimon HaTzadik died, Nishtalcha Me'era Ba'omer B'shtei Alechem, U'Balechem Apanim, V'chol Kohen Magia Kepol, every Kohen just only got a bean size of the Lechem Apanim, Hatsnuin Moshchenes Yideim, and the Tznuim didn't even eat from it. Moshchenes Yideim, they pulled back their hands. Why? So the Maharaz Chayis here quotes the Chassam Sofer in a tshuva that he says, because the mitzvah is just for it to be eaten, not for me to eat it. And therefore, if there's so little, I'll let other people have it. That's the Tznuin. They didn't have to grab it and make a fight. That's the Chassam Sofer. There is one exception to the rule, though. The Beis HaLevi also quotes this idea at the beginning of his Tshuvas in Chelek Aleph Simon Beis. He quotes Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is obviously an exception to the rule. That's a mitzvah to eat it. Everybody has to eat a kezias, unlike the other karbanos. And that's why he quotes the Rambam as a separate mitzvah. In the Minyan HaMitzvos, he counts Shchitas Pesach and Achilas Pesach. All the other ones doesn't count Shchita separately. It's part of the Avodah of an Ola, part of the Avodah of all the karbanos. Why? Because there's a difference, says the Beis HaLevi. Va'achilek she'esh ben mitzvah z'achilas kach and mitzvah z'achilas pesach to boy davka kezayis near a pashut to be pesach the matzah havichiyav ala adam do mechuyav lecho pesach avagabi achilas kachim who lo avi a mitzvah klal al ha'adam miyuchad to lo avi chiyuv akar kafta de gavra. It's not on each person. Rak a mitzvah the pasar kachim yihu ne'echolin u'mishiyesh lo b'sar kodesh or shes biyado litzno la'achir la'ochlo v'gamki mekai mitzvah zu. If I make sure it's done, I get the mitzvah. V'yim kein harigam ba'achal kol echad pachos mikazayis. Mikomakam ha'kachim nis'achlu. It is okay even pachos mikazayis. What about a katan? That's also a question. What about a katan? A katan is not a bar chiyuva. But maybe for ne'echolin, it would be good enough. This is an important discussion in the mitzvah of achilas kachim. Vayter. Let's continue. V'rashon ha'kohanim litin latocho. Back to the Gemara. Kohanim, when they get their shirayim, they're allowed to put in it yayin v'shemen v'dvash. They're allowed to eat it with whatever they want. Whatever condiments they want. My time, amar kro l'mashcha. Because the pasuk says l'mashcha, you have to eat the karbana is like royalty. L'gedula k'derach shamalachin ochlin. So we're allowed to eat it like royalty, however we want it, however we want to eat it. The big shaila is how far does this go, l'mashcha? There is a deya and tosfos and yuma daf chafhei that the kohanim are even allowed to sit down. Malachim don't eat standing up. Kings eat standing up. No, they relax. They sit down. Says tosfos and yuma. Even though we have the principle of ein yeshiva ba'azara el l'malchus be'zavet bilvad. The only people allowed to sit in the azara are from malchus be'zavet. So if you're a kohen, you're not from sit malchus be'zavet. Right? You're wrong shevet. So, says Tosfos, Daf Chaf Hei, that principle also is in conflict with the principle of Lamashcha, which is also a Din Daraisa, of Kohanim's ability to eat it however they want. So Tosfos says, it's when they're eating karbanos, they're allowed to sit down because of this principle of Lamashcha. Says Tosfos, right there. In Chafei, Inami Yishlomer, Dahainu Taima Demutar Leishay Velecho Kachim, Tevachilos Kachim Ksiv Bulamashcha Legdula, Kederach Shemalachin Ochlin, Vahainu Miyushav. That's what Tosa says. The other Rishonim try to figure out something else. They say, you know, maybe other limitations. Tosa's there quotes the Rebar Avraham. Diavagav Dein Yishiv Azar El Malchid Zemar Belvad Hanimili Dvarm Shel Delav Sorach Avoda. Aval Sorach Avoda, you're allowed to. So 2 days is there. The Tosfos holds, they're allowed to sit down. But other Rishonim say no, they have to eat it standing up. That's not included in Lamashcha. Not included. The big question about that, you can look in the Rishonim there in Yuma, the Ritva and others. If you look in the Piskei Tosfos right here, the Piskei Tosfos is the summary, the end of every Masechta. You have like one line about for every little Tosfos. If you look in the Piskei Tosfos right here, Os Yud, he just quotes one line. Ein yeshiva ba'azara va'ochlin mu'umad. Eat standing up. So Paskin's against that Tosfos in Yuma. Right, that's, he quotes that from a Gemara later on, here in Sota Daf Mem, but we can already mention it now. The Piskei Tosfos right here says, you gotta eat standing up for the Kache, for the Kohanim, eating it even in the Azara. Right, another way out is maybe it's in the Lishkos, which don't have the Kedusha of the Azara, but it's enough to eat the Karban. Right, although we should try to come up with various answers. Let's continue though now. Says the Gemara, the only thing that they're not allowed to do is to cause it to become chametz. The pasuk says, lo se'afech chametz chelkam, which is the beginning of the next phrase, but we darshan the smichus, amar shirmen lakish afilu chelkam lo se'afech chametz. Even their chelek cannot become chametz. Kol ha-menachos v'chulu, says the Mishnah and the Braisa, comparing and contrasting all the menachos and this one. V'chol ha-menachos tu'unos shemen v'lavona. All menachos need oil and frankincense, except for the mincha v'sota. V'yayike minchas chotei. What about the mincha v'chotei? We know by certain averos, not too many, by certain averos, we have what's called an ola v'yored. Right? Sukkim in Parshas v'yikra. By certain averos, if, depends on your tax bracket, depending on what carbon you bring. So, if you're very poor and you're bringing a carbon mincha, that's a mincha schoti. That also does not get shemen and lavona. So how can you say that mincha sota is unique? So, drachmana amar lo yasam ala shemen lo yitin ala lavona, which are isuri daraisa. Isuri daraisa in the 613, putting shemen and lavona on the carbonus. So we'll talk about that, but let's first continue. So achikama, so you're right, add in a bunch of words. This is what what it means. Kala menachas tuna shemen v'lavona, all menachas in general require oil and frankincense mixed in. Ubos menachitim, and they come from wheat, ubos solas, fine flour. Minchas chotei, ava bisheina tuna shemen v'lavona, ba menachitim, ubos solas. Minchas chotei has something. It's wheat, and it's crushed up finely, but it doesn't have shemen v'lavona. Minchas ha-omer, ava bishi ba-menas-sa-orin, it has one thing and without the other, it has barley, as we discussed. Tuna shemen lavona, it doesn't need shemen lavona, ba-geresh, and it comes with very fine flour. Vizu, and the mincha visota, nothing. Eina tuna, lo shemen, v'lo lavona, ba-menas-sa-orin, barley, ba-kemach. And it comes from coarse flour, not finely ground. So that's what it means. Everything has a uniqueness. A regular mincha has everything. Shemen lavona, crushed up and chitin, and all the other ones are missing something. Period. Tanya. Alright, the Sefer Chinuch discusses the ta'am. We mentioned one of the reasons a couple days ago. The ta'am for this iser. There's an iser daraisa, mitzvah kufchav hey, of putting shemen on the carbon minchas chotei, and kufchav vav, putting lavona. It's one of the 613. Just like there's an iser daraisa to eat not kosher, there's an iser daraisa to put oil on a minchas chotei. And to put lavona on minchas chotei, two of the 613. So the Chinuch mentions two ideas by shemen. One we mentioned recently, and that is oil always goes up. And that's why a minchas chotei, where the person went down in their animalistic tendencies, so that is why it is inappropriate. Number one. Number two, say, v'o nemar shulachem las ha'ani. But also, who's bringing this carbon minchas chotei? A poor person. Even within the chet, Hashem doesn't want to be matriachim. Hashem, he has no money. He has no money to afford it. Shalola atricho yosem idai lavio shemen. Ki Hashem barachu lo yatriach birya. Hashem will not want to be matriach any birya. Right, the Minchas Chinuch points out that that's against the Gemara. Our Gemara gives the different reason why there's no shemen, as we're about to see, because it's not mehudar. Shemen makes a mincha beautiful and delicious and much more tasty. So that's why. So the Chinuch is giving it a reason that's not, the first one is what Chazal say, that it's similar to it, so it shouldn't be mehudar. But that is the issue of shemen, and then you have the issur of putting lavona on it also, quoted here in the Chinuch. Good. Now let's see the Gemara. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Bedinu, it's really appropriate, Shetei Minchas Chotei, Tuna Shemel Lavona. We should require the Mincha V'Chotei to have oil and frankincense on it. Why? Shelo Yechotei Niskar. Right? So that a sinner doesn't get rewarded. Meaning everybody else has to have Shemel Lavona. Because you sinned, you're not going to have it. Which is Mamish, the Minchas Chinuch's problem. It's even against. The Chinuch says again, the Chinuch says, oh, we have Rachmanis. The Gemara says that we Dafka shouldn't have Rachmanis on them. They sinned. We don't want there's a counter pressure. You're right, we don't want choti niskar, but we don't want karbana mehudar. And also a regular karban chatas. Chatas chelev means a regular chatas. Right? Why is it a regular chatas called chatas chelev if that's only one of the averis? Rashi here says, kol chatas stam, kari chatas chelev. Why? De basar chelev ksiv, kol chelev chodam, lo so chelu, de ksiv basre parshas chatas. Because in the Psukim, the Isra, the Aveir Vini Chelev is what's next to the carbon regular chatas. But either way, that's a regular chatas. So a regular chatas should require Tuna Nesachim, the wine libations. Shelo Yechot Iniskar. Why doesn't it need? Only Shlamim, Ola. Shelo Yech Karbana Mehudar. Same reason, we don't want his carbon to be beautiful. Aval Chatas or Shel Mitzora Vashamo. But the carbon chatas and Asham of a Mitzora, Tuna Nesachim. They need a sakhan levi shein ba'anachet. Because those can be Mehuda, they're not coming for any Aveira. Really? Eini, Yomar Shua Bar Nachmeini, Yomar Yonasan. Don't we know the Braisa? Shivat Varam Nagan Ba Mechulu. What do you mean? Saras comes for seven Averis. Most famously, Lashon Hara. So what do you mean it's not Baal Chet? Says the Gemara, Hasa Minagehu De'ich Parlei. That Saras was the Onesh. That Saras came to be Mechaper on the Chet. Once you became Tahar, Ki Maisi Karban Lishtaruye Bekachem Udu Kamaisi. The carbon is not coming Baal Chet. The Chavas and Hashem are only because you want to now be able to come back to partake of Kachin. But the Tzaras itself was what was brought Al Chet. See Rashi? Minige Echparle Yisurim Uboshes Shalnega Kiprilalos Al Chet. The Yisurim and the embarrassment of having to sit outside the machane and having everybody go tame tame yikra, right? That is what is was the problem. If you look at the Birchas Peretz, the stipler also discusses this in Parshas Mitzora. He quotes this Gemara, and then he quotes, but 1 minute. So the carbon of a Mitzora is not Baal Chet, but you remember there are Mishnayos in Shkalim, where there are a couple of Pushkas in the Beis HaMikdash, and they were all labeled different things that people wanted to get a specific carbon. They put money in this Pushka, and then they got the carbon that they needed. The one that was for the Karbanos HaMitzora was written on it, Chote. So what do you mean? We just said here it's not Chote. So it says the Birchat Teretz. First of all, to put that Mishnah together with this Gemara, you got to have Shas on your fingertips. Right? That's unbelievable. So he says, maybe it's similar to the Yerushalmi at the end of Yuma. So he has the Gemara in Sota, he has the Mishnah Shkalim, and the Yerushalmi in Yuma. The Yerushalmi at the end of Yuma says that according to the Manda Amar, that Averos that you already misvade on one Yom Kippur, you don't have to be misvade them on the next Yom Kippur, Machlokas in the Gemara there. So what do you do with the Pasuk by David HaMelech in Tehillim, V'chatasi negdi tamid? Right? My sin is always next to me, so what do you mean? Doesn't that sound like you always have to think of your Averos, even though you did vidui on them the previous Yom Kippur and you don't think you repeated them? Says the Gemara, no, V'chatasi negdi tamid would mean, remember that you did them and you got Mechila. That's what it means, chatasi negdi tamid. So says the Pirchas Peretz, maybe that's the pshat here too. Even though it's not really Baal Chet, as the Gemara in Sota says, but the Mishnah Shkalim says it's still labeled Chet, because you should remember that in your past you did it. Even though it's not something that you need kapara for right now. The Masha Asu, Achosim, Shal Metzar, Betevas Chote, Laskir Shigamachar Shinisrape, Venimchalo, Yezachar Shechote, Lakayim, Bechatasi negdi tamid. Like the Yerushalmi says in Yuma. Unbelievable putting those three Makaras together. Let's continue now. Says the Gemara towards the bottom. Ela me'ata, chatas nazir teitun nesachim. What about the chatas of a nazir? Also shini nesachim, levishina baal chet. It's also not baal chet. So Gemara says, no, sabar lakribi alazar akapar, who we had four times in nazir. Damar nazir nami chotehu. Maybe nazir is also a chote, and the carbon is for a chet, and that's why there are no nesachim by a chatas nazir. Period. Rabbi Gamliel omer kishem achulu. Rabbi Gamliel, if you remember the last line of the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel said, why does she bring barley? Just like she did an animalistic act, she brings a carbon that is animal fodder. That's barley. Says the Gemara Tanya, Amar lehen Rabbi Gamliel the Chachamim. Rabbi Gamliel even goes further when he speaks to the Chachamim to explain why it's barley. Sofrim, O great rabbis, Hanichu li ve'edreshena kemin chomer. Leave me and let me darsha kemin chomer. What's chomer? Some type of valuable item. Either it means a jewel. Look at Rashi. Chomer button balaz. Maybe it's a type of button. V'hu shel zav. It's gold. V'chos min bo shnei tzabar echalak lenoi. You close up the two sides of your shirt for beauty. Sounds like a button. A golden button. Let me tell you something gorgeous, says Rabbi Gamliel to the Chachamim. Deshamei l'Rabbi Meir. I heard from Rabbi Meir to Kamar. What did Rabbi Meir say? Why do we make her carbon barley? He ha'echilaso ma'adani olam. She fed her bo'el delicious food. L'ficha karbana macho behema. So just the opposite. We make her eat. Right, now make her bring animal food. Amale, and I said to him, Atena Chashira, that works for a rich woman. Aniya Michael Memar, a poor woman, did not feed her Boel Ma'adane Olam. So that's why I'd rather say my reason. Amar Ella Kishem Shemaseh Maseh Behema Ka Karbana Macho Behema. I like my version that there was a Maseh Behema, and the relationship between a husband and a wife are supposed to be just the opposite. Right? A Maseh Shal Behema is Nus. That's nus. That's an animalistic thing to do. But between a husband and a wife, that's exactly the opposite. That's kedushin. Even the physical relationship between husband and wife is called kedushin. We like to quote the machlokas Rashi Ramban on v'hayu l'basar echad. Rashi says v'hayu l'basar echad means the baby. The Ramban says no. V'hayu l'basar echad has to be something unique about the humans. Animals also have offspring. That's why the Ramban says, I think it means the relationship. V'hayu l'basar echad. And that is totally not related to the world of animals. And that's also possibly behind this carbon, that the carbon, when she's mezaneh, it's masa behema. When they're together, the husband and the wife, that's beautiful, that's totally separate from any type of animalistic instinct. Okay, we continue. We continue the avoda of Isha Sota, haya mevi pili shel cheres, the Kohen brings, right, haya mevi. What Rashi says, HaKohen, Rashi is our best Rebbe. Why? Because Rashi knows that the previous Mishnah also started off with Hayamevi. So there, Hayamevi, Rashi says, Habal. Same phrase. So Rashi back on test on Yudalin. Habal, kiddich sevavius karbonalea. So Rashi knows it's a little confusing. That's what Rashi here says, Hayamevi, HaKohen. Pili shacheres, he brings a earthenware bowl. Vinosin letocha chatzi lugmayim in a kiyar. And he puts a half a lug of water from the kiyar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Revias. Rabbi Yehuda says, a Revias, less water. Kishem shememayit hakpiksav kach memayit bemayim. Just like we'll see, Rabbi Yehuda holds. You're going to erase less words, so too, you need less water. And that is why his shitas go together. So I'll have to connect this with what he says later on. If you look in the Rabbeinu Bachai, Rabbeinu Bachai says, why a kli cheres? Why dafka cheres? Vim taskil heitev. The Mashamar Bikliheres Timsa Sheyeshbo Remez Shalotizke Lakum Imo Bitrias Hamesim Achtiach Kheres Hanishbar Sheinlo Takana Imzinsa Tovim in Olamazev Olamaba. We bring a Kliheres can never become Tahar. It becomes Tame, it's broken forever. So if this Nus takes place and you don't do tshuva for it, you're not Moda, you like this Kliheres. Shamizanatakas Baila Kovichte Rishuyos. Right, as the Gemara said earlier, Ashes Ish is like Avodah Zarah. You remember that we had that back in the first parak, right, back on Daf, what Daf was that on? On Daf Dalid, right, we spoke about if somebody is Mizana, so then they, it's like Ke'ilu, right, other Averis, maybe it was on Daf Gimel, Daf Dalid, we had that earlier. So again, Cheres, removes me from Olamazeh and Olamabah. So that's also maybe what we try to be Merames to her. Nichnas laheichal upalimino. I go into the heichal and I make a right. Why do you make a right? The Gemara will discuss. If you're going to the left ultimately. Umakam ayisham ama al ama. There was a place that was an ama by an ama v'tavla shal shayish, and there was a certain tile that had a ring on it. V'tabas haisa kvuaba. There was a tabas on it. Kshuhu magbia. And then what does he do? He lifts up the tile, v'notel afer mitachtei, you take a little dirt from underneath, v'nosein, and you put that on the water that you already have in the bowl, in the cup, k'dei sheyirah al amayim. So it can be seen on the water, meaning only a little bit of water, not so much that it'll sink. A little bit of water that it floats on, a little bit of dirt, so it floats on it, a little bit of dirt. Sheneemar mina afer sheyir bakarka mishkan yikacha kohen v'nosein al amayim, put it el hamayim. Right, Rashi says, midaloksi v'nosan bamayim, ela el hamayim, don't put it in the water, but to the water, that means it should be floating on top. Tana, pili shecheres chadasha div Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says, a new klicheres. My time at Rabbi Yishmael, gamar klikli mi mitzora. He learns it out from mitzora. Kzeir shava, malahal and cheres chadasha. Just like mitzora, in the Tara process, you have to use a new cheres. Afkan cheres chadasha, so too here. The hasa minolan, how do you know by mitzora? You have to use a cheres chadasha. Tichsiv, v'shachadas ha-tzipar ha-achas, el kli cheres al-mayim chayim. Right, take the tzipar, one of the tziparim, to the kli cheres al-mayim chayim. Ma-mayim chayim shlo nesta bohen malacha. Just like mayim chayim, water from a spring. Spring water, one of the few halachas that you need mayim chayim, not just mikvah water. Just like mayim chayim, there was no malacha ever done to it. It's fresh. So to a kli that you need, the kli is compared to the mayim, so to the kli cannot be any kli that you've done malacha with either. Well, once you have the gzeir shava, go even further. Just like mitzora needs mayim chayim, so maybe by isha sota, you should need mayim chayim. The Gemara says, l'Rabbi Yishmael, achanami. According to Rabbi Yishmael, you're right, it works out. Why? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, me kior, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, me mayanhein. Rabbi Shmuel says the kiyar was connected, put down every night, into a mayan, spring water, so he did have mayim chayim, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Chaim say no, you know, the kiyar was from other water sources, not mayim chayim. So, the Gemara says, that's the Gzeir Shava. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, ikal amifrach, malam etzora, shekin ton eitz eres ve'ezov, shekin ton las. There's a difference. The Gemara, Tosa says, this question is asked according to the opinion that says you're allowed to ask kashas on Gzeir Shavas, if they're not mufne. Usually, a Gzeir Shava connects two totally different contexts. There are many differences. Why does the Gemara all of a sudden here ask, aye, but Mitzora has this. So Tosfos says, because this is not mufne, the words aren't totally extra, so it's the weakest form of Gzeira Shava. So that's why you could ask. Aye, Mitzora requires the eitz and the eitz eres, the tall tree, the branch, and the ezov, shdi tolas. So Amar Rabba, okay, different limud. Amar kra bikli cheres. Kli shamarti lachakfar. Forget the Gzeira Shava. It says here that you have to take it in kli cheres. It doesn't say, Rashi says, it doesn't say, take a klicheres and put water in it. It says, put water in the klicheres. So it sounds like there's a klicheres that I already know about from earlier. That's why we assume it's like the earlier klicheres referred to in the Torah, which is new. So it's not a gzeira shava, it's just the limud of how do you understand the pasuk. When do the Rabbanan say that you don't need a new one as long as it's not blackened? But if it's a blackened kli already, then it's been used too much, and it's blackened from being on the fire, and it's pasul. My time, adum yidamayim, ma mayim shanol nishtanu, af kli shalol nishtana. Right? It has to be nice, clean type of kli. The Shulchan Aruch also discusses this line in terms of Tzilas Yadayim. What kind of kli can you use for Tzilas Yadayim? What water is pasul for Tzilas Yadayim? Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Hilchos Tzilas Yadayim. Boy Rava. But Rava asks, "Nisachmu ve'achzilu tokifshon ve'eish le'islabnu." What if it was blackened, so you weren't allowed to use it? Then you put it back into the kiln and you whitened it again. Mahu. So do we say there it's okay? Can it be basically it was nidche and now it's choser v'nire? So mi amrina kivan de idchiu idchu. Do we say once it's pushed off halachically? We know the principle called dichui. Once something is labeled, has a stain on it, it's forever labeled, and you can no longer fix. Oh, Dilma, keep it to hader hader. Or do you say no? It's new. Once it's come back, it's come back. So Tashma, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Eitz Eres Ve'ezo V'shtitolas, She'if Shoban Kupasol Achor Psulin. We know, regarding Tzaras, if you put these things in your knapsack, and you bend them, right, to hold things with, so it's psul in the puzzle. I boss, I'm haju mifshadi. What do you mean? You could straighten them out again. Why do you say they're totally puzzle? So it must be that once it's pushed aside, it's pushed aside. Says the Gemara, no raya. Hasam d'iklaviklufe. There, it might be that it started peeling, so it's unable to come back. But here, maybe if you could get it back, if you could clean it, put it back in the kiln, it would be okay. So no answer given to that question. Tosfos here in Nisachmu asks, the Gemara here asks that as if it's like a totally new question. We've never asked it before. But the Gemara asked that already in Sukkah. Right, remember the case where you have a berry on top of the hadas, I think it is, and it grew before yontif, after yontif. You say nira v'nidche, right? Because if it's chopped off on top, it's possible. If it grows a berry on top, it's kosher. So Tosfos asks, you know, why doesn't our Gemara connect to that Gemara? Or what about the Gemara in Zvachim? The Gemara says if you have big day kahuna that are ripped or worn out, and he did the avoda is psula, and yet vafilu hachi. What if you washed or did something else to the beggar, chazul hateiron, right? That's Tosas quotes. Tosas what? He doesn't answer the question. He wonders, why dirty big day kahuna, so then you can reuse them after they're cleaned. But a ripped big day kahuna, you know, after you sew them up, it's no good. And Tosas also asks, why don't you relate that to Argamar? There's no answer given. You can't say dirty begadim and ripped begadim are different in halacha. Clothing are meant to be dirtied. And they're dirty, and they wash them, dirty wash them. Rit beged. That's already different. But that's Tosas' issue here, about putting all these cases of nire, v'nitche, v'nire, again, also relates to a klicheres back in the kiln might be panim chadoshos ba'olakam. That's another element that one might say. For tumah is removed, it's panim chadoshos. So maybe that's why the Gemara here doesn't link it to those other Gemaras. Because here it might be better. It's totally new. once it goes into the kiln. Even if you usually say dichui is a problem, here maybe it isn't a problem. So maybe that's the Gemara's question, why it asks it. Okay, we'll stop by Nichnas, but Hashem, we will continue with the second parak in the coming days.